Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call of Vinsys IT Services India Limited to discuss the Q2 H1 FY24 results. We have with us today Mr. Vikrant Patil, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Kunal Patil, Director International, Mr. Karan Patil from Promoter Group, and Ms. Sanika Dhamankar, CFO from Vinsys IT Services India Limited. Vinsys IT Services India Limited was incorporated in 2008 by Mr. Vikrant Patil and Mrs. Vinaya Patil. The company is headquartered in Pune, Maharashtra, and specializes in corporate training and consulting across a broad range of domains. The key business segments are training and certifications, digital learning, IT development services, and foreign language services. Vinsys offers 326 courses across 17 domains. The company has footprints in USA, UAE, and strong delivery experience in Saudi Arabia. On a consolidated basis, the company reported total revenue of Rs. 79.41 crore, EBITDA of Rs. 10.03 crore, and PAT of Rs. 8.03 crore. The company has grown its scale of operations through consolidation and acquisitions and is now well poised to expand its presence into the Middle East and USA. I would now like to request Mr. Vikrant Patil, Promoter, Chairman and Managing Director, to share his opening remarks and insights about the company. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. And I don't know the number, but I'm sure it is a good number. And I welcome you all for this call. And I'm really happy to be speaking to all of you, though it's it's not a video call, but still I would love to interact with you. And I would not want that to be a one interaction, but going forward also we'll have to have more interactions. And I would love to answer the questions which you might have and about our performance going forward. So thank you very much for joining the call. As mentioned, that our results are already been published and we've already uploaded that on the exchange. And I'm sure you must have already had a look at it. But still, I'm very happy to announce that the strong results which we have delivered in the first 6 months of this year. As you all are aware that we listed on 11th of August, so we've just completed over three months and few days. So this is our first call after the listing, so I'm really happy and going forward should have more and more interactions. So as mentioned on the exchange when we had already declared all the results and as mentioned currently also that we've had a very, very high growth and we are very happy that we are right on track for the commitments what we have been doing about the whole year guidance. And as I said, the training industry and the software development which we are in and the locations which we already have are present now gives us, and after the IPO we have made sure that the funds which were available and which were assigned to the proper way which we had decided, which is going to give us a major boost in terms of revenue and PAT, which we are really very interested in talking about. And going forward, we look at a major expansion which is happening all across the locations which we are good at. I would like to mention few highlights before getting into the question and answer, because I'm sure everybody is more interested now in the question and answer session, because you all must be following us in terms of our performance and the numbers. So that, as I said in the opening remark, that you already have clear sight of understanding on the numbers. But still, as I said, we are so happy because we could achieve this numbers in the 6 months, because even though, as I said, it's just 3 months when we listed and we've deployed the funds, and then it takes its own time to get the results out of those investments and expansions which we have done. But having said that, before while the September quarter ended, we were only 1.5 months old after the IPO, but we still have shown so much of growth, which gives that confidence to me, and to, I'm sure I want to pass on that confidence to you as well as to imagine what will happen with the funds deployed, and once that deployed funds which have been the right way, which will start fetching us the results which we are expecting. So we're very upbeat about it, very happy about it, and we are very, very happy about looking forward on the expansion path. Middle East, as I said, I'll put some highlights. Even the industry which we are in, the software development which we currently do in India is definitely something which is really on a growth path, and so much of investments which are happening in digitizing, that gives us opportunities to actually bid for more projects, and with availability of funds, we can, as in my previous call, we had mentioned about the constraints in terms of EMDs and performance guarantees, which has gone out, and that has helped us. So that industry, software development, is something which we look in a major way where we can see the growth coming in. Apart from that, the training industry, which has been our forte, which is definitely growing, and which we are capturing new territories, including the Middle East. So Middle East has been a very, very strong point for us, and with all the innovations which we have done and the acquisitions which we have done and the new domain, new territories which we have opened ourselves into, it's poised for a huge growth for us. We also have, as I said, Karan and Kunal on this call, who they're based out of Dubai, and they've attended this call from there. They have that plan which is on the expansion path, and as you must have seen that we have mentioned in the, we have already reported to Exchange that we opened in Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and that are the, so we already have our presence in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, also in Kuwait on a smaller level, but now full-fledged into Qatar and Saudi. So these are the major markets in Middle East, and we have done a couple of acquisitions before our IPO. So that has also materialized into getting us more and more reach to the market, wherein which we'll be able to get more of the revenue which is expected from there. And we are very, very happy and upbeat about our Middle East operations, and that's where the focus is also, and that's where we are all poised to grow there. So that's so in the training industry, apart from India and Middle East, we do have that. US is also something which we have expanded, but we are very very small there as of now, but we will definitely go ahead and do that in the next phase of growth. Software development, as I mentioned, in India, we are really doing well. And basis that, we have also declared to the Exchange that we have got a couple of acquisitions which we are looking at. We have already signed the term sheets with both companies which we are actually trying to look in. The Exchange has already been notified about it, and we are also looking at completing those transactions as early as possible in the couple of months going forward. So mergers and acquisitions is also one of our top agendas, and we've also hired new people in the new location. So the team is set. The locations are being identified, and already offices have opened. Software development is something which we are, as I said, we are looking, and that is also poised for growth. So overall, we are on track, and we already have bagged few orders. We have already informed Exchange about those orders, which are right now currently, when I speak to you, are under execution. And we are very happy that the execution is going on very well in those orders, and we would be on track as to what we have already decided for this year. So I'm very happy and very confident about delivering the results what we have promised. And this would not have been possible without your contribution, whatever you have done during the IPO, post-IPO, and having faith in us, and request to have the same and confidence and faith, and we will definitely make sure that we deliver what we promise. So thank you again for joining and finding out time for this call. And I would want, as I said, I didn't want to have much more time, but want you to have the question and answer session going forward. And we welcome your questions for that, and we are very happy to answer. I have team, as it was mentioned, Sanika, our CFO, is also with me. So any numbers, if you want, she would take those calls if it's required. And we also have Kunal sitting out of Dubai. He is also very happy to take any questions which are related to that location. So over to you for the question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The operator will take your name and announce your turn in the queue. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Mayur Liman from Profit Mart Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is about the global presence. Right now the company is in the five countries. Please provide geography-wise the revenue breakdown.
Oh, you want the geography-wise revenue? So see, geographically, if you see, currently we are in India, and apart from that, majority of is in Dubai. So we have Dubai, Abu Dhabi, which was already there for the first 6 months. So if you ask, the revenue would start for Saudi Arabia, Qatar, which will start from this month. So if you ask for the revenue which is geographically outside of India was 20.44 crores out of the revenue which we have declared of 79 crores. 20.44 was from kind of those countries. If you ask me, majority of the 80% of it is between Dubai, Abu Dhabi. 90% of it is between Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and 10% would be from the U.S. So these are the three locations which have contributed to this revenue.
Okay. Sir, please share the strategy for the global presence expansion. How did the company select any country for the expansion? What are the parameters the company follows? That will give us the more clarity about the global presence strategy for the company.
Okay, so the global strategy, as you are aware, we have been present in the industry for almost now 23 years. So we understand the education market, we understand the software market, and we also understand the competition which is there and how do we cater to all this and make sure that we are successful. So basis that we have already, because of our expansion which we had done in the Middle East, it's almost the 10th year now. So we had acquired few companies previously in the Middle East. So if you, I'm very happy and confident, and I would rather say here that we are amongst the top two training in providers in the whole Middle East. So we it's not that the strategy is something which we have decided now, but it is over a period of several years which we have created this name for us, and that's why we are dominant there and we are also present there. Now we wanted to make sure that this has been extended to the other locations so that the whole of the Middle East becomes our major focus, and we are much ahead than the competition, and we make sure the market share has been acquired by us before anyone comes in, and then it makes sure we are very good at retaining our market share. So because of our experience of 25 years in this industry, we are very good in maintaining our market share. So we were lacking there with our reach. So that's where we made sure that Middle East, in Middle East, if you ask me the strategy, Abu Dhabi and Dubai, apart from that, Saudi Arabia is a major player in Middle East, if you ask me. And that's where the majority of the spend comes in. But previously, we were not present in Abu Dhabi, in Saudi Arabia, because we have to have, the new law says that we have to have a local presence there, we have to hire local people, and we have to have the local registration there. So it was very easy for us to manage Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and with the new generation in the promoter group and in the new generation which has already come in with their help, so we are very well poised. If I tell you this, the strategy-wise, Middle East is our major. So as I said, we are very, very ahead of anybody there, and that's where we are creating, making sure that we capture all the market share. So that's one strategy. So that's where that led us to get into Qatar as well. So there also we have now have our office, we have had the local recruitment, the local registration has happened. So Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Dubai and Abu Dhabi are the majority of them, and Muscat is something which is also in the plan. So that caters to the Middle East market for us. And the second strategy So this is a no-brainer for us. We are strong. We want to make ourselves more stronger by expanding into that region with having local presence. So that answers your question on the strategy in the Middle East. And similarly, we are looking at U.S. as our second option, wherein we would definitely look at, because U.S. market has a potential of having so much of a requirement which comes in from there for both software training and for software development. So that's where we have started our inroads, and as I said, we are a little smaller there, but we want to make sure in our strategy that we will definitely become bigger, and that will also create us a major market share from there. Currently, the market share is very, very less for us because we are very small there, but even a 1% of share in the market in the U.S. is a huge market, wherein that will give us. So in Middle East, our strategy is to be bigger and present at every location and get the maximum market share of it, whereas in U.S., the market share itself is so big. So even if some portion of it comes to us, it's a big number for us. So these are the two strategies as of now for this year, wherein we'll consolidate on Middle East and expand in the U.S.
Just to add on
to
the strategy of Middle East is that, till the last couple of years, Middle East was quite reserved and not open to global players and a global population. Given the changes in the policies and the whole government policies in the Middle East region and the growth towards tourism and openness to all the international companies and people, the demand in the market has also increased drastically, which was lacking in the couple of years. Like Saudi was not allowed for companies from global companies to open their offices there. But now they have given that because there's a huge requirement in terms of their growth. So recently they've just won the new expo in 2030. So the boom and the demand in the market also has increased, to which made us lead taking decisions where, the demand has become greater. So the expansion for us becomes a no-brainer because the demand's already there. And hence, we've taken that as a part of plan to foothold our presence in the Middle East very strongly. And then hence, we are expanding all to the major countries in the region.
Okay, thank you, sir. That will give some more clarity. My next question on the CapEx, sir. Is any CapEx plan for the future?
Well, whatever we had disclosed in our DRHP, we are only sticking on that. And now the advantage for us is because of online training, so we don't have to have our physical centers to be equipped with training rooms. So that our major CapEx has always been on the physical training rooms to be constructed. But we have an advantage now that the training can happen online. So we definitely need a local presence with local sales team, but we don't need huge office space, which was our previous, before our IPO, before COVID, we had that requirement always as to having our own. So CapEx-wise, we would not be majorly getting into any of that. But yes, a small portion, as mentioned in the DRHP, is still going to be spent, but not on that level wherein previously before COVID was the CapEx requirement.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. And my last question is, what is your expectation from the next quarters or next half year?
Next half year, as I said, we are very, very upbeat, and I am so happy. I'm being restricted to give forward numbers, but still, whatever we had promised, we definitely are on track, and we will be delivering that. And we have, as I said, it's not just because I want to say it, because the pipeline is there and the executions are on.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for the question. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Utsav Adisara from Nilesh Parekh. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First of all, congratulations for getting listed company.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Starting ke 5-10 minute mein join nahi kar paya tha, to aapne top line aur bottom line ye saal ke end mein kya rahega wo aap thoda bata sakte ho?
हाँ, तो टॉप लाइन जो हमने बताया था और जो प्रोजेक्ट किया था सो ग्रोथ वाइज ही एनीवेज विच वी हैव ईयर ऑन ईयर वी हैव ऑलरेडी ओवर अचीव्ड व्हाट वी हैड ऑलरेडी अचीव्ड लास्ट ईयर सो इट्स बेसिकली द ग्रोथ हैज बीन फिनोमिनल एंड गोइंग फॉरवर्ड एज इट सेड इफ यू सी द कंपैरिजन इनफैक्ट the numbers are already available on the exchange which we have already sent that presentation if that you will be able to get it but we're looking at least reaching to increasing our revenues to at least what we deliver if we have delivered 95 crores last year so we are making sure that we already have reached 80 crores by first 6 months if you see that so that's the growth we want to maintain and we want to reach the numbers which we had promised. So if 80 is already done in the first six months itself. So definitely we are on track to double that, what we have done in the first 6 months.
Okay. Means, Kariban, 160 crore around, usse upar bhi ho sakta hai.
We would definitely love to do that. We'll definitely love to do that.
Okay. In short, last year, at least 60-70% growth on been sakta hai.
Definitely. That's what we are looking at because we've already done it now. So we are right on track.
Okay. Or jo aapne kaha ki ye Saudi Arabia aur Qatar ka jo operation se is month se revenue start ho jayega. To aur baki ke jo bhi aapki strategy hai to uske mukable agle 2-3 saal yahi growth rate continue reh sakta hai.
Definitely, sir. Definitely. Definitely, we are also doing acquisitions. We are also bidding for more projects. So we would not want sit on our laurels, but we want to always increase our benchmark, and we want to make sure that we give the best to our shareholders as well.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are. Very
much. So, I think, sir, in your opening remark as well as to one of the, I think, answer, you mentioned that we are very upbeat and we are on track to what we have promised. So just wanted to reiterate, so what we have said in the past in terms of our outlook?
So we have been always saying that we want to reach something at least on the PAT side. We definitely on the revenue side, we are seeing a exponential growth as well as we want to make sure that is also replicated into our earnings. So that's where we are looking at increasing from 40-50% CAGR on our PAT. Every year is what we are trying to push ourselves and try and make sure that we achieve that.
So the 40-50% PAT CAGR for next 3 years?
We definitely have our targets set accordingly.
And this includes our inorganic aspirations, right?
Yeah,
or
yeah. It's all put together.
All put together, we are looking at 40-50% PAT growth for next 3 years, including the inorganic aspirations.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to understand, if you see last three half yearlies, our EBITDA margins have been quite volatile. I mean, in the first half we had 13% last year. This year, first half we had 12.5%. And second half last year we had 24% EBITDA margin. So I just wanted to understand why is so much volatility in your EBITDA margin and how one should look at going forward.
Two things in that. One was the last year, if you see the acquisitions of one of our manpower division which was there, which was not included in those numbers, which happened only in the month of January 2023. So those numbers are not included in that. So that's the revenue side. But if you see on the PAT side, there are a couple of advantages which we had this year. It's not volatile because I would say that if you the manpower revenue in our 80 crores this year is almost around 38 crores. So, but if you see, and in the last year, if you see, there's no manpower revenue included in that. So the EBITDA margins were less that time, but if you see this year, out of 40 crores, we have done almost 7.5 crores of on EBIT. If you talk about EBITDA, we have almost done 9.5 crores,
correct.
Which is margin-wise, if you see, it's more than 22%. So that is something which is really good, and this is what we want to maintain. Manpower business has its advantages, but it also has a lesser. If you had attended my previous calls, you would have understood the division of the revenue coming in from three different pillars. So manpower is one of them, which we definitely wanted, because it has its advantages in our bidding process for our software development projects. Mm-hmm. But the margins are less there. So if you consider out of this 80 crores, 40 crores from the training and software development business, the EBITDA margins are much higher. It's almost around 24%. And that is what we would want to maintain it for the whole year, for the next couple of years, 3 years at least.
Okay, I got it. So this volatility or what we perceive as the volatility is because of your revenue mix. If your manpower, so this half yearly or 50% of revenues has come from manpower, which was so effectively that means your training software development had not seen much growth, right?
So it is almost around 20% growth, because if you see by September till August 11, we listed. So the first 6 months, we were already into all these processes, and we were into all this. So that, and then we had bidded a lot of projects also, so which we got awarded in the month of October, and we have started execution of those projects. So everything, the first 6 months were very volatile for us, because it was a new, it was a change for us. 11th August is where we actually listed ourselves. So that is where we, so now going forward, we want that consistency wherein we've understood, we got the grip of this whole situation now, and we have the funds available, we have invested, in fact, what we did is, in the month of June, July itself, we started investing in people, because it takes time for us, once we invest into people, our business is wherein that doesn't mean that you have more people, the revenue immediately goes up, it takes its own time. So what we had to do is, so there was a lot of investment which has gone in, and that definitely goes towards the expense part of it, and then the PAT gets affected. But now the results will be seen this half year.
Okay. So what effectively you said is that, in last year, first half, our total revenue was 34 crores, which did not include any kind of manpower revenue. So it was purely my training and software development, which 34 crores became 40 crores in the first half of FY24.
41.28
and remaining being the manpower. No, but going forward, how should we look at manpower revenue? I mean, will this run rate continue? I mean, this 30-40 crores kind of a quarterly run rate, or how one should perceive as a
half yearly? So we're looking at around 70 crores, 60 to 70 crores from the manpower, and the remaining almost around 90 crores. From our that is the growth we are looking at from our software, 90 to 100 crores from our software and training business.
And then also
international was small, now it's become big, so that will also contain. In international, we don't do any manpower. Manpower is only in India.
Okay, so 90 crores for training software and 60-70 crores for manpower. So ideally, that's 60-40% ratio. So your overall EBITDA margin then would remain in the range of 13-15%, right?
Absolutely right.
For FY24.
Absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely. So EBITDA should be, because we are trying to make sure that the training and software development revenue increases little more, which is what we are looking at, and we are hopeful that will happen. So we are looking at targeting anything around 15 to 16% of the EBITDA margin too.
Consolidated at the consolidated level.
If you see on the PAT side, for training and software development is much, if you only consider training and software development, the PAT, EBITDA margin is almost around 25% on that, 25 to 26%.
Understood. And then how do we see this mix of manpower and training software revenue in FY25?
Manpower is something which may not grow. But software and training definitely want to grow, because that is where, so as I said, the advantage with the manpower is that it increases our threshold of bidding for bigger projects because of our consolidated revenue. So we qualify into a different bracket for software development training bids, which we actually, the RFPs which we bid for. So that's why we definitely want that to be part of us. Plus it shows our strength of having people on our roles also. which is also a prerequisite for qualifying for few of the projects. So that will still remain there, but it has its own advantages. But going forward, we want to maintain it to that level only, but increase our software development and training portion more, and it will definitely become more because the expansion is all happening in that sense, and all the IPO funds, most of them are getting into that itself. So it will definitely, the concentration is always on software development and training and in the locations, Middle East and US.
So so ideally your EBITDA margin will improve next year, right? I mean, because your mix will be more towards software.
To that, and that's our target as well.
So what would be our EBITDA margin range for next year?
Next year, we definitely for EBITDA margin, if consolidated basis in next year, immediately it may not change much, but we definitely want to increase it to make it up to anywhere between 16 to 20. But year after that, yes, that will definitely be. And we have a few pipelines, so even next year also we would want to improve that.
So next year, FY25, 16 to 20% EBITDA margin we are looking at, right?
Yes.
Okay. And just one last thing, manpower, what is our, margins? I mean, just like you mentioned, training and software, it is about 24%. For manpower, what is our margin?
2%.
2%. Okay, okay. Fair enough. I think, yeah, that's it from my side, sir. I think all the very best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kunal Patil, Director, International at Vinces IT Services India Limited, for closing comments. Over to you.
So thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. I really hope you found this call informative and you have got a better understanding of our company's performance and outlook in total. I just like to reiterate some of our key takeaways from the today's call. Like we said, we are making a very strong progress on our strategic initiatives. We're very committed to delivering the sustainable growth and profitability that we're aiming at. And we are excited about our future of our company. We're also confident that we're well-positioned to capitalize on the opportunities ahead. We have a very, really strong team, a clear strategy, and a solid track record of execution. So we really look forward to sharing our progress with you on all our future calls. Thank you once again for taking out some time and showing interest in knowing about our outlook. Thank you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Vinces IT Services India Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation. You may now exit the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.